10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
And 10 tracks to bring you in this hour of the program. That's what it is for the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for listening and tuning in. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the first hour of the program if you go back to download on radio4all.net or podcast on iTunes. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland also in studio. And where, what, who, when, why, what other words? How? All of that. The charts. Brian, please enlighten us.
Yeah, Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, and this week we are counting down the most played albums across Canada for the week ending Tuesday, November 24th, 2015. And you can find that full list online, as always, at earshot-online.com, as well as the top 30 charts for participating stations across Canada who make up this fine list, as well as submitting specialty charts for electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk roots and blues, reviews, interviews, and so much more. You can check it out, as always, online at earshot-online.com.
Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. And we will do it in the form of an interview, and we will play something from your latest release. Also find when the charts come out, or an artist who's following their placement on the charts, sometimes we get tagged instead of Earshot.
Yeah,
as the,
I've seen that.
As they're like, oh, look at this, Earshot 20. It's like, no, please tag Earshot as well, because they're the ones that do the work. We just come and have fun doing the radio show, but they do the work, Magnus and his crew. So big shout out to them, because without them, guess what? We'd be out of a volunteer job.
We'd just be mumbling into mics.
We do that
not
anyway.
Playing any music.
We do that anyway. The music is a nice break, I think, between our mumbling. We've got the top 10 in this hour. Steven's back with some music news. Brian has the lowdown. It is a jam-packed show. And as we've told you in the past hour, and we're going to continue to tell you in this hour of the program, some big movement. And the number three got shaken up this week. There's only one who's consistent. The other two, big news. Or no, I'm lying. Is it two that's consistent? No, one that's consistent. I was right. Never mind. Don't pay attention to me. You just go ahead and do your thing.
I stopped listening a while ago. You're saying silly things. At number 10 this week, we're kicking it all off here in the second hour into our top 10 and our first set of tunes. Here it is, our first of three, New Order, up from number 14 from the album Music Complete. You're going to hear Singularity, the Sheepdogs with a Back Down. At number 9, up just one spot, is Future Nostalgia, and we'll close it out as we kick it off. At number 8, down one spot, Young Rival, Interior Light with a track, Let's Get Together.
All right, here's Singularity, your number 10 this week. It is New Order. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
much for you. I'd crawl out 1,000 miles through deserts full of sand. My love in every land.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
Let's Get Together by Young Rival, down just one spot this week to number 8 from the album Interior Light. Before that, rising one spot was The Sheepdogs from Future Nostalgia. You heard Back Down. And this hour and this set, we kicked it off with Singularity by New Order from the album Music Complete.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20 here on your radio station. Right now, we're taking a break from the charts, head back to the phone lines with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He's got some music news for us in this hour of the program to complement the music news you heard in the first hour. If you missed it, you can go back and check it out, radioforall.net, to download the program. And you can always find the music news at exclaim.ca. We're kicking things off in this hour with more news. I feel like we've talked about Pusha T quite a bit in the last few weeks of the show.
Yeah, we talked about him 2 weeks ago because he was named the president of Good Music. That's Kanye West's music label, and that was big news. Now even bigger news is that not only does Pusha T have a new album coming out called King Push, which he's been teasing actually for a couple of years, he's changed his plans now, and he now has a new album called Darkest Before Dawn, which he'll release on December 18th. That's the album from which he offered up his new single, Untouchable, which you can hear at exclaim.ca. It really is a great track. Apparently, Timbaland phoned him up in the middle of the night to talk about how great the track he just made was before sending it to Pusha. So if that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what will. Darkest Before Dawn coming out December 18th, and then apparently King Push coming in the first quarter of 2016, spring 2016. So lots to look forward to. An update to the story, which confirmed that Darkest Before Dawn will feature collaborations with Kanye West, ASAP Rocky, The Dream, Jill Scott, Kehlani, and Beanie Siegel, as well as featuring production from Kanye, Hudson Mohawk, Pharrell, Q-Tip, Timbaland, and P. Diddy. So lots to look forward to. Very cool news from Pusha T. His last record was, of course, 2013's My Name Is My Name, which is one of our favorite hip-hop albums of the year. So cool stuff, for sure.
Awesome. And as we were talking, I do recall now talking about his new role. It was unclear as to what was going to happen with Pusha T musically because of this new role that he took on with Kanye's label.
It's clear now as well. He has a line in his new song that refers to himself as the president of Good Music. So he couldn't have released that single before it was announced that he was the president of Good Music. So that explains some of that. I mean, that's typically how things go. Don't talk about your new thing until you talk about this thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, cool stuff for him, and we'll look forward to that release. Move on, we'll continue talking about releases now. David Bowie's got some stuff for you.
He does. I think I talked a few weeks ago, too, about David Bowie's upcoming album titled Black Star. He's now revealed some more details about that. Despite the title, the album is not inspired by famed late 90s rap duo Talib Kweli and Mos Def, who were, of course, called Black Star. But it is partly inspired by Kendrick Lamar. Producer Tony Visconti said in a Rolling Stone interview, quote, "We were listening to a lot of Kendrick Lamar. We wound up with nothing like that, but we loved the fact that Kendrick was so open-minded and he didn't do a straight-up hip-hop record. He threw everything on there, and that's exactly what we wanted to do. The goal, in many, many ways, was to avoid rock and roll." So that's an interesting little sort of sneak preview of the album. It did manage to attract a high-profile collaborator in the form of former LCD Sound System band leader James Murphy, who apparently plays production on two tracks and was brought in to be a third producer but was busy with other things. This supports an ongoing rumor that there will be an LCD Sound System reunion in 2016. We don't know. We're just saying it. We're just hoping for it. In the meantime, Black Star will arrive on January 8th, which is also David Bowie's 69th birthday. And you can watch a video for his new single, Black Star, at exclaim.ca. It is 10 minutes long, so make some time.
69 years old. He's been making it happen for a while.
He has, and he damn well better play at least one more show. I will go anywhere on earth, anywhere.
Anywhere.
You're listening, David.
Okay. Well, I hope he is. That would be awesome. We'll round it out. We'll keep that new music train just a chugging because we've got one more story before we cut to your song pick, and that is news about Lunas.
Yeah, this is actually funny. I talked about Lunas a week ago at M for Montreal. He played there. He did a secret set, and Hudson Mohawk did a big set as well. They, of course, made up the beat bringing duo Tonight, which people have been hoping for a return by. But Lunas himself has been very quiet for the last couple of years, releasing a single here and there, but nothing to really sink your teeth into. Now he's following up last year's cut, Can't Wait To, with a surprise four-song EP titled 180. The album is out now through Lucky Me and features tracks from lost tapes that were apparently recorded throughout 2011 and 2012. He's shared an EP opener titled Burnt, which you can hear on exclaim.ca. There are three other songs on the EP. You can hear them at exclaim.ca as well. Meanwhile, he's also revealed he will be supporting Madonna on the European leg of her Rebel Heart tour. That's very cool. She's had a couple of producers such as Diplo and Blood opening for her. So big stuff's coming from him. Hopefully an album on the way.
Awesome stuff. All right, Stephen, as always, it is a pleasure to have you on the show, and we thank you very much for all the music news. You can check it out, exclaim.ca, for that and so much more. We're going to turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. One last mention of M for Montreal. While I was there this past week, I saw a new band called She Devils. They put on a good performance. It didn't blow me away, but it got better the longer they played. And the songs themselves are excellent. I can't wait to hear the rest of this EP. It's called the She Devils EP, and it'll be out January 15th, 2016. It's a new Montreal duo, formerly in a band with Magical Clouds, with Devin of Magical Clouds. Their single is called Come. It's 3 minutes of a very sort of retro-sounding, lo-fi, swirling atmospherics, and singer Audrianne gives a really nice performance. She has a really cool, hypnotic sort of voice. The song, again, is Come. It's by the She Devils, and it's here on Earshot Radio. Earshot Extra.
Don't try to resist. Earshot listeners, Stephen Karlick again, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Young Galaxy, Grimes, Beat Happening, Magical Clouds, Dilly Dally, Rival Consoles, Joanna Newsom, Rory, and of course, our annual holiday gift guide for the entertainment obsessed. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7. Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Kidding Around by Kurt Vile. His latest is called Believe I'm Going Down. It's at number 6, up from 11 this week. Jerusalem in My Heart, If He Dies, if, dropping one spot this week. And you heard Asmar Zahar, which is translated as The Brown One Cast a Spell. And as always, we heard from our friend Stephen Karlick from Exclaim. And this week, he picked a track from the forthcoming new album in 2016 by the She-Devils, with a track called Come.
There you go. That is some of the tracks in the top 10 of the top 20 this week. And we've got a few more to bring you before we get to the lowdown, which is a little peek at what's debuting below the top 20. First, though, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 5.
All right. It was number 2 last week. Down to number 5 this week. Pagans in Vegas is on Universal. It is the latest album by Metric. You're hearing a track called Celebrate. And up one spot to number 5, Magical Clouds from Are You Alone? You'll hear Heavy.
I'll be standing tall.
Number 4. so in our love. I'm broken, I feel it, I am. But I know you hear me, you see me, you can. You gotta learn to love me.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Heavy by Magical Clouds, a track from their newest album, Are You Alone, at number 4, rising one spot this week. And Metric before that at number 5, they were number 2 the week before with the album Pagans in Vegas, and you heard Celebrate.
All right, we have 3 more tracks before this hour is complete, but before we get to that, we need to give you the lowdown, a look at what is going on below the top 20 on the charts, some of the debuts that are happening. Brian said at the beginning of the program there were 12, and here it is, the lowdown for the week.
Yeah, it's a huge lowdown this week, one of the biggest that we've ever had that I can remember, and we'll try to be as brief as possible, but you can, as always, find this full list, the entire National Top 50, at earshot-online.com. At number 50, debuting at the lowest spot possible and ready to climb, it is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Paper Mache Dream Balloon. With his Taylor Swift cover album 1989, it is Ryan Adams, one spot from that, at number 49. We Are the City have a new one out called Above Club, at number 45. From the fine French label Grosse Boîte, it is Les Sœurs Brûlées, at number 43. Technical Kidman coming in at number 42 with Something Stranger Coming on the Horizon. One spot up from that is Beach Slang, The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. Willie Thrasher, Spirit Child, re-released by Light in the Attic, at number 40. And believe it or not, there are 5 debuts in a row. At number 39, War Baby with Death Sweats. At number 36 from Nova Scotia, it is The Town Heroes. They have a new album called Please Everyone. Sweet Alibi's latest is entitled Walking in the Dark. It's at number 33. The second EP from Moss Lime is called Zoo du Québec, this time coming our way by Telephone Explosion and bound to arise from there. And our top charting album this week is a great new record by Language Arts called Able Island, at number 30.
Language Arts brings back memories of being in school.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, being in school, I'm still in school. There you go. That is the lowdown. A look at what's debuting. And still a couple more weeks. Brian and I have two more weeks after this of shows, but there are still a few more weeks for the charts to do some fumbling and flipping before the list comes out for the top. What do they do? The top 100? Top 200? It is the top 200 of 2015, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we play the top 20. So we play a tenth of that list.
That's right.
See, I was good at math. Just good at English.
Not great at memory.
All right. We've got three more tracks to bring you, and we're going to do that right now. Kick it off with number three.
All right. No surprise that this one has some high staying power, and we can only imagine that it might top the charts at some point in time. For the third week on the charts, charting on 13 stations across Canada, it is Grimes with their latest album, Art Angels, at number three, up from number 12. Here is Laughing and Not Being Normal.
Number two.
It's the Earshot 20.
And our number one this week, it is Dilly Dally from the album Sore. That album's been sticking around for 10 weeks now, and it is on the charts of many, many stations, 14 to be exact, which is about half of the charting stations. And you heard a track new to us, new to you, perhaps, Burned by the Cold. And also Passionate Turn in there by Ott. They were our number one last week. They're pretty high still at number two from the album Sun Coming Down. And Grimes at number three, their third week on the charts. And her newest album is called Art Angels. It's up for number 12. You heard Laughing and Not Being Normal.
There you go. The top 20 for another week counted down right here on the Earshot 20 by myself, Anthony M, and Brian Cleveland as well. In studio, we do it every week out of local 107.3 FM St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We record and broadcast at that station, and it airs every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. Thanks to all of them for carrying the show, and thanks to you if you're downloading the program from radioforall.net, you're podcasting the show through iTunes, or you're just listening on one of the great stations that carry the program. We thank you very much for tuning in, and hope you enjoy our countdown every week. We'll be back next week with a brand new countdown, but until then, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.